Just to get into the swing of the sugya, let us start again from Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, five lines from the bottom. Amar Abchizde Leishanu Ella Lamalcha Yisrael. That's what the Mishnah says, that that Nissan is Rosh Hashanah L'Malachim, that's Tavke Malcha Yisrael. Aval Malcha Yume Sa'ilam Mitishrei Maninan, then the year starts from Tishrei. Shenema Divrei Nechemye Ben Chakalya, Vayhi B'chaydish Kislev Shnas Esrim, that the B'chaydish Kislev, it was the 20th year of Atachshasta, we'll see. Uchsi Vayhi B'chaydish Nissan, Shnas Esrim L'Atachshasta. So Kislev was the 20th year, and Nissan was the 20th year. Bidikoi b'Kislev, v'koi leishnas esrim, v'koi b'Nissan, v'koi leishnas esrim, b'chlal d'Rosh Hashanah lav Nissan. So the year does not change by Nissan, because if the year would change by Nissan, automatically be the 21st year. So the Gemara says, what's tamazay the raya? Bishloim ahayich meforish l'atachshasta. The second pasuk says there was 20 years from Atachshasta. Elahai, but the first pasuk it says was 20 years. Mimai de la Atachshasta. Still meleminyon achinu. Maybe it's with a different cheshbon. How can you build from this? Amar apopish nas esrim shnas esrim l'gzeira shavah. We learn that gzeira shavah just like the second shnas esrim is la Atachshasta. The first one is also la Atachshasta. Mahasum la Atachshasta. Apochel la Atachshasta. So the Gemara says, "Umimai the Maisa the Kislev Kodim." How do you know that the Maisa of Kislev was first? The Maisa the Nissan Kodim. So maybe Nissan started the 20th year, and the Kislev is in the 20th year. So the Gemara says, "Lois al kedaitach." The Sanya we learned in a Baraisa. The Baraisa explains the Psukim. Dvarim she'omach anoni lenechemya beKislev amora nechemya lamelach beNissan. The news that Hanani told Nehemiah in Kislev, so Nehemiah told this to Doyovesh in Nissan. Now he explains. Dvorim shama Hanani le Nehemiah be Kislev shenema, divrei Nehemiah ben Chakalya, vayihi b'chodesh Kislev shnas esrim, vani hayisi b'shushan abiro, vayovoi Hanani echod ma'achai huva anoshim miYehuda, Ba'eshalim al Yehudim apleita shenish armin ashviv al Yerushalayim. He asked, "What's the condition of the Eden? What is the condition of Yerushalayim?" Ba'yom ruli hanisharim asher nisharmin ashvi sham b'medine berog doile uvechelpa. So they're in a very difficult matzav. The chaim is Yerushalayim efeirotzes, and the chaim is broken. Asherah nitzu ba'esh, and Yerushalayim is also an achor of the kematzav. So he heard this in Kislev from Hanani. Amoron Nehemya Lamelach Benissen. So this he told over to the Melach in Nissen. Shenema. Vayihi Bechoydish Nissen Shnas Esrim Latarshasta Hamelach. Yain Lefonov. Ve'eses Hayain Ve'etno Lamelach. The Yain was Lefnei Hamelach. And Ve'eses Hayain, I picked up the Yain to give it to the Melach. There's a Merdike Marsha here. We mentioned yesterday that Atachshasta was choshed him that he put poison in the melach, in the yayin. That we'll see that soon. So the Marsha explains a little better. He says, "Be'emesin he brings a Yerushalmi that the Yerushalmi says that before Nehemiah served the melach wine, he drank from it first. Now be'emes this was stam yenom." But the Yerushalmi says they were matter for him to drink stam yeinam in order al shalom alches. So he drank stam yeinam. So all the time before he drank from the wine, he took a little wine himself. He gave a lechaim to the melech, and then he gave to the melech. The melech saw that it's good wine, then the melech drank. When Nehemiah heard about the tzore, and that's in Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim is chorev, and the Yidna and tzores, so he was mekabel on himself naziris. The faker that how could he drink wine? Ketoiv leiv. How could one be a toiv leiv when one hears such things occurring in Yerushalayim? So from Kislev he was mekabel naziris. He was mekabel naziris. So memela. So here it says in the pasuk yain lefonov. The yain was lefonov, and usually he used to go and take the wine and drink it himself. First, he used to first drink the wine himself. this time, v'eses hayayim v'etno l'melech. Here I gave it to the melech. So the melech got very suspicious already. What happened over here? All the time when I gave him the wine, I used to be in a good mood. That the mashab is ketoiv leiv hamelech b'yayin. Yayin makes him in a good mood. He always used to be in a good mood, but this time he didn't drink and he gave to the melech. V'yayimali hamelech madua ponecha roim. Why do you look so bad? V'ata in chochile. Ein ze ki imroi aleiv. And we mentioned yesterday, so my stomach is poison in it. That's, you don't want to drink it, you want to poison me. V'ira harbe miyayid v'yayimali hamelech hamelech leilam yichye chas v'shalom. There's no poison in it. Madua lo yeru pone asherir beis kivrei savoy secharevo that the Yerushalayim is chore v'shere uklu be'eish. Forget from Hashosos, he told him he was menazer himself from yayin because he heard such a terrible psura, that's why he's not drinking the wine. V'yoyim li yamelech al meza ato mevakeish v'spalo lo lokei ha-shemayim. So he was mispalo first to the Rabbi Nishlom, he should know exactly what to ask. That he should go and he should build up Yerushalayim. Till when do you plan to go? When do you plan to return? So al koponim, so the Gemara brought a raya that it was called Esrim Shone. Was called Esrim Shone from in Kislev and Esrim Shone Nissen. So we see that by Malchei Umesoilam the year does not change in Nissen because it was still called Esrim Shone. Let us just see again the Tap Rashi because we'll be negeya Taisvis. Vayovei Chanoni Mirushalayim Bo. Shekvar olu bnei agoyla mimais kairish. The bnei agoyla were oyla mimais kairish. God, I saw in the Ben Yoyoda brings down as follows, that Baal Shetzer was a enikel of Nebuchadnezzar, and Kairish Harishain was not, in Bashetz was the Melech of Bavel. Kairish Harishain was a son-in-law by Daryovish. This is a different Daryovish. It's not our Daryovish. He was a son-in-law. And Bekitzer, he made up with Daryovish that they should fight Baal Shetzer and take over the Melucha. So they started fighting. And they lost. They lost the Melucha. They lost the Mulchome, so Baal Shetzer made a tremendous sude, and that we'll have later in the Afdalit, and he took out all the kalim from the Beis Hamikdash, and he served wine, and then everyone was drinking wine. He was in a very good mood, fakert, he was menatzeach, doryovish, and kairish. And then he saw writing on the wall, and he didn't understand pshat in the writing, and he got, all of a sudden he got very scared, and he called Daniel. Daniel told him pshat in the writing. Daniel told him that the Malchei Poras and Modai will take over him. He was so happy he won them. No, they're going to take over him. So then the Ben Yehuda brings down, so one of the Sorim heard the Pisrein that Daniel told him, so it seems that Baal Shetzer won't continue being Melech of Bavel. So when he was sleeping, he chopped off his head, and he brought the head to Daryovish and Kairish. Now, Daryovish and Kairish saw that this was Miyad Hashem. They saw that with the Neil, with the Ksav, everything was Miyad Hashem. So Kairish made a neder, if he'll be Matzliach, he'll make sure that the Yidden will be able to build the Beis Hamikdash. That was Kairish Harishin. So Kairish, so Taki was Menatzeich, the Eibishter helped him, and he was Menatzeich, he took over Malchus Bovil. First the Shver was Melech, then he became Melech, and he gave them permission, the first year he was Melech, he gave them permission to go to Eretz Yisrael and to build up the Beis Hamikdash. So that's what Rashi says over here. Shekva olu b'nei ha-goyla mimais Kairish. There were many b'nei ha-goyla which went up mimais Kairish. V'hoyu sham b'yomov u'bimei ha-chashveris. Bimei HaChashveiris, it was Kosvo Sitna, that there was Seina Yisrael in Yerushalayim, And they said that it's not a good thing that they're building Beis HaMikdash, that they're going to rebel against them, and everything is a rebellious against Malchus Ahasuerus. As Ahasuerus stopped the binyan. So they had just, they only had an opportunity to build the Yesoidus of the Beis HaMikdash, but they didn't continue. But Lemaisa, the Yidden who were Oile, Bimei Kairish, they remained there. Now this Atachshast, which we are speaking about, this is the son of Achashverosh. He was the son of Esther. Katagut mama, Yiddish mama, and zed doyovish acher Achashverosh shenivne habayis b'shnas tayim ledoyovish. The Daryovish started building again the Beis HaMikdash. This is already the Maise. We'll see what this Maise is. We'll come to that later. So they started building the Beis HaMikdash 2 years after Daryovish was Melech. We'll see later the Psukim. But even though they started building again, many Yidden still remained in Bavel. Nehemiah ben Chakaliah Yisara Mashkin LaMelech B'Shushan Abira. That's, he remained. Well, see, this is 20 years already. That's why Rashi had a kasha. He already gave permission 2 years to build the Beis HaMikdash, but still many remain. So this is 20 years already from Atachshasht, and there was still Yidden there. Nehemiah was still there. So the Gemara brings a raya. So if, so the raya was, since we see Kislev was Shnas Esrim, and Nissen was Shnas Esrim, so you see, you don't count from Nissen, you count from Tishrei. Frag the Gemara weiter. Mosiv Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef asked the kasha. So you're telling me now a yesod that Malchus Umis Oilom, we start counting from Tishrei. So he asked them a posik from Chagai. The posik in Chagai says as follows. B'yoyim Esrim V'arbo L'chodesh, the 24th day of the month, Bashishi, the sixth month, that means Elul. Bishnas Shtayim Lidoyovish. Now this is a Pasuk, Tosfos, we have what the Pasuk is telling us. This is the end of Capital Aleph. It was the 24th day of Elul, the second year of Doyovish. So Lamaisa the Mephoshim explained what happened. The 24th day of Elul, they started making preparations for the materials to build the Beis HaMikdash. They started sawing wood, they started taking care of the stones. That was the 24th day of Elul they started. The next pasuk, and this was the second year of Doyovish. Urchsiv, the next pasuk is, Bashvi, the seventh month, Tishrei, Bishnashtayim, also the second year, Be'esrim ve'echad l'chodesh, this is 21 days in the Chodesh. So it says they started, they were mezarez them to start working more on the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if you're telling me that Umeis HaOlam are moine from Tishrei, so it can't be Bashvii Bishna Shtayim, it has to be Bishna Sholes. V'misa Bishvii, that Bishnas Gimel mi boilei. Amalei Ravabo Kairish Melech Kosher Hoyim. Kairish was a melech kosher. So, we have to understand, I mean, what's pshat in the Gemara? So therefore, lefikach monoloi kemalcha Yisrael. Since it was a melech kosher, lefikach monoloi kemalcha Yisrael. So lechere, someone asked me a kasha. He was a yid. What's that? Kosher, monoloi kemalcha. He was a yidak. His mother was a yid. But that is lechere bechlal not a kasha. Sure, he was a yid. But the din is, what malchus did he have? It doesn't care what religion he is. Malchei Yisrael means those who governed Klal Yisrael, the malchus of Klal Yisrael. They, you mine their shane from Nissen. Malchei Umis Oilam, he could have the Gaster Rebbe, he could be, he's a melech and Umis Oilam. Malchei Umis Oilam, you mine that's the din, the dominion. Aliva the malchus is totally malchus of Oilam and malchus Yisrael. See, he's Malchei Umis HaOlam. So Memele, so the minion is from Tishrei. So what is the Gemara answer? Melech Kosher Hoya. So it's Kosher, fine. So now you mine ke Malchei Yisrael. So I thought perhaps you could say, since he had an incentive to help the Eden, Verkehrt, he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash and build Yerushalayim. We'll see, he wanted to help them. So they gave him a din of Malchei Yisrael. That means, he wasn't only, his concern wasn't to be a Melech of Umis Olam. Like, he appointed himself to be a Melech Yisrael. If he was concerned over the Tzolchei Yisrael, so they gave him a din of Malchei Yisrael. Could be that's Pshat in the Gemara. Later we'll have a little problem with this, but Pashar Hashem, perhaps this is Pshat. Agav Ulche, they bring down, the Siv Sechomer brings down, the Shlok Kodesh brings down from the Rizal, that the Gemara says that the Yovesh Melech Kosher Hoyo, so the Rizal says that the Neshome of the Yovesh was Nizgalgul in Tovi Avdoi Shel Rabban Gamliel. And the Mishnah says in Broches, Tovi Avdi Kosher Hoya. Kosher Hoya. So the Rizal says, that was his neshama. His tikkun vices came out. He's going to have a gerotten eved, which we see is brought down in Mishnayis. And Rabbi Gamliel says, Kosher Hoya, vices, he wasn't a poshet eved. So the Rizal said he was a Gilgul from Nishmas Kairish. Anyway. The Yovish. Kairish, see, Kairish and the Yovish are the same, we'll see. So the Gemara answers, Lefikach mono loy kemalchei Yisrael. They were mine kemalchei Yisrael. Now there's a very big kasha. So you're telling me Melech Kosher Hoya. Before we just brought down a posik, the whole proof that Umeis Ha'olam were mine from Tishrei was from this Doyavish. And now you tell me, and I'm asking a kasha, Umeis Ha'olam is from Tishrei. Ah, you see, by the Yovish, they were Meine, they weren't Meine from Tishrei. She said, he was a Melech Kosher. No, if he's a Melech Kosher, so what's with the Gemara before? That's a Meir, the Kikasha, Taisvus asks this Kasha, because of this Taisvus has a Nupshat in the Gemara. But Al Kaponim, that's a Gevaldike Ha'orim. But the Gemara asks a different Kasha. Maskif lo Rav Yosef. Chode, if you're telling me that he's a Melech Kosher, in dem kein kosher kroyadodi. Se vastire. I'll show you that we're mine by Kairish from Tishrei, not from Nissan. The Chassid. I'll prove it to you. It says in Pasuk as follows. Vishaitzi, when it ended, Baiso Dinach, when the building of the Beis HaMikdash ended, Ad Yoim Tloso Lirach Adol. The Bayesheni ended 3 days in Adol. The He Shnas Sheis Lamalchus Doyovish Malka. This is the 6th year of Doyovish. So it seems he started the second year, and it took 4 years to build. It took 4 years to build the Beis HaMikdash. Fine. This was the 6th year. They ended the Beis HaMikdash in Adol. Visanya ba'oisa izman l'shona habo, the order of the next year, ola Ezra mibovel v'golusoi. So Ezra went v'golusoi imoy. Ezra was oile with golus bovel to Eretz Yisrael. So Ezra was goile odo. So l'chayre. So what? So when is that? So that odor is the 7th year already. I mean, If the 6th year was Adar, then Nissan came, so was the 7th year. Adar, so he left Adar, the next year Adar, that's still the 7th year. Urchsiv, vayova Yerushalayim b'chodesh hachmishi, he came to Yerushalayim of Hishnas Hashvi Islamelech, he came there the 7th year. So now we have a problem. If you're telling me he was a Melech Kosher, and the year switches by Nissan, so Lechayre, he left in Adar Shnas Shive, so Lechayre, he should have come in of the 8th year. And he comes of the 7th year. So what happened over here? So Bishloim, if you say you're mine from Tishrei, that's very good. So Tishrei became the 7th year, so Lamaisa of is still part of the 7th year. But if you're telling me you're mine from the 6th year, you're mine from this in, so Memela, so how could he come the 7th year? That's one kasha. Vimisa, if it's the way you're saying he was a Melech Kosher, Shnas Hashminis Miboilei. So this is not the seventh year, it should be the eighth year. Va'oid, another kasha. Mi domi, hosom kairish, hocha do yovish. I don't understand. You're telling me, I asked you a kasha, it says that this was the second year of the yovish. Was the second year of the yovish, Elul was the second year of the yovish, Tishrei was the second year of the yovish. So I asked you a kasha, if the year changes by Tishrei, so Tishrei should have been the third year of the yovish. So what do you answer me? So you tell me, Kairish melech kosher hoye. Kairish was a melech kosher. I'm asking you about the yovish, you tell me Kairish was a melech kosher. Oh, some Kairish, oh, the yovish. Kairish was a melech kosher, but this is the yovish. So first he answers the second kasha. The second kasha, Tane, who Kairish, who the yovish, who atachshaste. They're all one. Kairish, shemelech kosher hoye. Kairish is oisiyos kosher. You have Kairish. Or others say, just like you have kesev keves. So memela or simlon salma. So Kairish and kosher is the same. So memela, see the melech kosher. Atar shashto al shem malchusai. Others say it means al shem malchusai. It means just like the king of Mitzrayim was called Paroi. So all malchei, all the malchei poras were called atar shashto. Umashmoy do yovishmoy. So kaponim, your second kasha is nishkefelech. The kairish melech kosher, the yovish was kairish. Oh, but the first kasha is shvel. I said, you just told me. We learned in the second year. It was Elul the second year, it was Tishrei the second year. So you told me, since he's a melech kosher, is moyne like a malche Yisrael. So now I'll ask you a kasha. Here it says, you see, Claude, they weren't minor minisin, because Ezra left Odr and he came off and it was still the seventh year. Omar Rav Yitzchak loy kashe. Kan koidim shehechmitz, kan la'acha shehechmitz. He says, yeah, he was a melech. Melech kosher hoya. Past tense. He was a melech kosher. But he changed. He hechmitz. He became bad again. So he says, so this privilege of having a din kemalcha Yisrael is called manafirtzach v'yamelach Yisrael, so they were moine kemalcha Yisrael. Now, hechmetz so now we give him takim afirtzach v'yagoy. Afirtzach v'yamelach Yisraelim, so afirtzach v'yamelach. Let us see Rashi. Bashishi bishnashtayim. Shnei, and then it said the seventh month was Bishnash time. Shnei ben Nevuas Chagi. Now, Arb Gemara, we see the Bishnash Bashvi, Bishnash Tayim, the Bishnash Tayim is in parentheses. Because if you look in the post, it doesn't say Bishnash Tayim. So Rashi says, Shnei ben Nevuas Chagi, Nivdak b'mikra, I looked in the post, Lainimsa Kosov b'posik, Shaini Bishnash Tayim. It doesn't say Shnash Tayim. So what's the Gemara's kasha? Doesn't say shnash time. Maybe it's like a shnash shalish. Ach yeshloime shel posuk shel malay menu koi shikosu by bishnash time. Since it's one posuk after the other, so the rehitis apsukim vaistois is the same year from before, else it should have changed the year. So he asked them two kashas. Chodo de imi nisimanino kosher kroadodi. Why? Because it says vayis is man loshona bo. The next year, order Ezra left. They counted from Nisan, so this was the eighth year. So the Gemara answered, the second kash is not shver. Who kairish after yovish achachashverish nikra kairish? He also was called kairish. Hechmitz. Naserosh. She'ola Ezra kvar hechmitz. When Ezra left the very Eretz Yisrael, he was shayna kalyike. Let's see the Gemara further. Maskif lo Rav Kahane umi hechmitz. What are you telling me? The yovish became bad? Boksiv, it says in the pasuk. Uma chashchon, whatever you'll need. Ubnei toiren, ודיכן, ואימרן, לאלובון, לאלו, שמאיה, if you need carbonis, you'll need מלאך, salt, חמר, wine, ומשח, and oil, חמימה, כהנאיה, דיבירושלים, להבי, מישייב, להם, יוים ביוים, whatever they need, he was footing the bill, the loishalu, and make sure it doesn't verschlepp sich, they should get it on time. Look, this is doch a feine Mensch, I mean, that's not called Hechmitz. Omar le Rabbi Yitzchok told him, Rabbi, you ask, what do you see? You see, he's a big tzaddik. Metuncha, from what you're asking, let's look at that pasuk, let's see further the pasuk. He's merdik breit, he's footing the bill for all the kabonis, but let's look further. The lehevoin, mahakrevin, they should be makrev, nechoichin, oiles, le'eloh, shemaya, u'metalion, they should daven, lechayei, malke, u'bnoi. Et n'zichin zinigat, they should be kabonis for me, you should be mispalo for me, so he has zichin zinin, that's not a tzaddik already. Fregt die Gemore, man, der Ovet, hochi, lav, mal, yusi, and what's wrong if he does that? He's doing a mitzvah, he's bringing kabonis, he's saying, and bring kabonis for me, and be mispalo for me. Vosanya, oime, sella, zulitz, doke, bishmil, she, yichyu, bonai, u bishmil, she, eske, bolachai, oile, ma, bo, reise, tzadikomo. That means if you have your own interest also involved, that doesn't take away from the mitzvah, reise, tzadikomo, it says. So Mamela, so what's the schlechta? So the Gemara says, it matters who says it. Loi kashe, kan be Yisroel, kan be oivdei kechov. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, let us see on Gimel Amad Beis, umi hechmetz ksha'ola Ezra, was he hechmetz ksha'ola Ezra, boksiv, bigeres shesholach biyad Ezra lepachoy shahoyeloi be'eret Yehudim. Now this is a very shvera Rashi, because if you look in Ezra, this letter was not sent with Ezra. This letter was sent much before. It's a problem. But Al Kaponim, in order to understand the Gemara's Kashi, Rashi is very good. You have to say he sent it now. Anyway, Uma Chashchon, Kloima, Kol Ma Shechafeitze Mekahanim, Tnu Lehem Mishali, Alfa Tebil. So the Gemara says, from there, for that Kashi, it is a teretz, Metunach, Mimaso Echo, Shebos Oleinu, Lahashivainu, what you coming to ask the shlogans up? Ani me shivcha tshuva. Reima kosovo, di lahoim, di lahavoim, di mekarvin, mahakrevin, metalion lachaye malka. Lamadet o shaloi lishem shamayim osa. He didn't do it lishem shamayim, ki im lahanosoi. So that doesn't mean anything. Don't be in a spoil. Fregt the Gemara, what's wrong? It says, that if he gives a seller zulitz doke b'shvil sheyichyu b'ni, his hareza tzadik gomo im rogel bekach. If he's rogel to do this. So what does Rashi mean to say im rogel bekach? So I thought one of the two. It could be Rashi is saying, if you give one tzadoke, it could be it's a good tzadoke, but you don't become a tzadik. Tzadik is a title on the person. Taker, the Rabbi Nechananel is goyres, this is a good tzedakah gemura, but not tzaddik. You give one tzedakah, you are tzaddik. L'chayre, a tzaddik is a person who tzaddik is a person who always gives tzedakahs. The pasuk says, ki tzaddik Hashem tzedakah shoyv. That if you give kiseida tzedakah, then you're a tzaddik. A tzaddik. So Memela, so Rashi says, im rogel bekach. That means if he does this kiseida, then he's a tzaddik. I saw the Yinyakim says, pshat in Rashi, im rogel bekach, as follows. He says, we'll see soon, what's the difference between a yid and a goy. A yid, he's giving for a purpose. It's that, yeah, I mean, he would like the schus of the tzedakah should help, am nashe yich yibni. If Chas v'Sholom, it's not Yichya B'ni, he's no Tainus, he's not Toyal Rishonus, he gave $1,000 for Tzedakah Menashe Yichya B'ni, Achmon and Etzlon, the child dies, he's not Mischaret. Baruch Hashem, I did the mitzvah, Nebuch the child died, it was my Averis, the Kumpe, but he's not mischaret on the mitzvah. That's a yid. A goy will see if it doesn't happen the way he made up. Shen hota shen a gans is kaira taga, we'll see shon a goy has an under ashkofen gans. So how do you know if a yid taki is not mischaret? How do you know he's not mischaret? So Rash is a moi rogel bekach. That means he did this once and tosach nish gelungen and that zweite mon nish gelungen. But Kesed is giving the tzedakah. So you see, he's not mischaret, even though he doesn't see the results. That what he was expecting, what he was hoping, he doesn't see it. Abrogo bekach. So you see, klar, he's not mischaret, so reza tzadigom. Kam be Yisrael, she liboy la shemayim. It's liboy la shemayim. Ve meirin loy bechayov. And if things go bad, Ain't a koyre loy tag. It doesn't have tainus to the rabbinish loylem. Ela toila yisurim ba'avoyne. Nebuchad tzich meind if tis yisurim. That's because of his averis. Avol oivet kechavim in ein meitivin loy kigmul loy koyre tago. Agavuchad is, the Rashi says, amir adik ezach. Bay a yid afilu meirin loy. Meirin loy. Things go much worse. He does a mitzvah. Abraham Avinu, after the Akedah, what happened? Sarai Meinu dies. No, this is, that's a Yashikoyach for the Maisa Akedah. Lahira Rachav. This is Fakert. But he didn't want, even though the whole Misa was, because the Satan told you know what happened there, that he told about the Akedah in Pochon Nishma, so that was the result of the Akedah. No. Abraham Avinu was not mischaret. So by a yid im meirin loy, ein a kaira loy taga. By a goy im ein meitivin loy, not meirin loy. He wanted this. And segeitem nish vi erot gewolt, or kaira taga opgefregt. Rashi brings down in Melochim, and metut nish vi a goy will, so he says, so it ain't by mamish, so the whole thing is, here's proof. Tach gesagt, nothing happened. So they bring down from the Yismach Yisrael, Kam be Yisrael sheliboy la shemayim. Sheliboy la shemayim. The Yismach Yisrael says that be emison the Rebbeinu Shloim is a toiv umeitiv lakel. The rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shloim is to be a meitiv. The rotzen of the Rebbeinu Shloim is to be a meitiv. So be Emerson, when he says Al Menashe Yichye Bni, hat sich nicht in Sinnen. He says Rebbeinu Shloim, you want that Yichye Bni. You don't want that Atzorah should happen to a Yid. So I'm giving no epis. There's no schusim des. I'm giving the tzoke that there should be niskayim yoratzim. Liboy la shemayim nipals meinkin. I want that this should be your rotzen. The Mishnah says in Sanhedrin, when a Rosh Yisrael was killed, the Rabbi Shalom, Kalani Miroishi, Kalani Mizroyi, that the Rabbi Shalom is gewaldig tzar, as never had that karget werden. So, Memele Fakert, that what a yid is you'll be made to, is liboy la shamayim. This is dein rotzen. So in my real life, I see your rotzen is fakir. I want it, but you saw, fakir. This is the hatovah. The tovah is as that we should be nenesh on this world, that afyenevel, as I is the hatovah. But al kaponim, libe la shemayim means that fakir the hatovah, he wants that, because the Rabbeinu Shalom wants to be made to vayid. Zamayu di kavod from Abchaim Veloshner. Abchaim Veloshner says, the Mishnah says, the novice, altiyu kavodim ha-mishamshim esarav ha-manas lo-kabal pros. A person should not do a mitzvah for scha. She says, be-emison, there's a cheshbon to say, faket, he should do it for scha. Because the Rebbeinu Shalom wants that a yid should, zachen soll sein gut for a yid. So faket, if I'm doing it al-manas, lo-kabal scha, is doch faket, is, it should be, that's a kavoni lo, faket, ich tu mamish. So he says, that's true. He says, but it matters. He says, it matters one thing. If you want that the Rebbeinu Shalom should be happy, what'll be, you'll do the mitzvah nyene v'tobim schar. But Rebbeinu Shalom should be happy. What'll you do then? So he says, if you do the mitzvah nyene v'tobim schar, that's gewaldig. But if du hast non, jenes olam, as ich nur olam, so then you're showing you what hast nit rabbein shlom in sinnen, das ich in sinnen. Al kolponim, but that's what the Yismach Yisrael wants to say, sheli boi la shemayim. So memele, therefore, that's called a mitzvah, he's doing a mitzvah, he wants the schus of the mitzvah, should be megin, but by a goy, that's not called a mitzvah, man. He's making a business deal, and he's putting the rabbein shlom in the corner, and if not, abgefragt. That's not a mitzvah. That's not a mitzvah. That's not called that he melech kosher. He's not a melech kosher. The boy is saying, "Me nolan da achmitz." Another guy. How do you know the master kasher? Who says he was achmitz? The chsiv. It says nidbochim. This was also written the second year. It says as follows: nidbochim rose. He gave a plan how to build the Beis HaMikdash. Nidbochim the Evan Glow Plosa. First you should have three rows of marble. The Nidbach the O Chadas. And afterwards there should be one row of wood. The Nifkosa and the cost, mean Beis Malke Tisyev, should be given from the treasury from the Melech. So Al Kaponim, he said that the Beis HaMikdash should be built, three rows of marble, one row wood. Loma Leida of the Tochi, why episode? We're making marble, so why do we put one row of wood there? Sovar imodu bi Yehudoi iklaye benure. They want to make sure you should be able to burn down the Beis HaMikdash. It'll be all marble, it's fireproof. They wanted to make sure that it shouldn't be fireproof. So the mela, that's like, make sure that it can be burnt. But you don't check with the Beis HaMikdash. If you knew what the Beis HaMikdash was, you don't check with the Beis, if you had any asoge, what the Beis HaMikdash, you don't jump to the Beis HaMikdash. So weiss the chois, it's Achmetz. Frechte gemorra otto schloime le ovetochi. Schloime melchon hibel the Beis HaMikdash also was like this. Boksiv, it says in the Pasuk, Shloisha Turei Gozis, there are three rows of stone, the two Krusois Arozim, and one row of wood. So Memele is also the same thing. So him you say, Zazoy, and Shloima Zazoy. So Gmo says, no, Shloima Ovid Milamaila. Shloima made the wood Milamaila, the Ovid Milamato, that by the Yisod should be wood already. To make sure that it shouldn't have a yisod. So here we see what his kavona was. He should be able to burn it down from the bottom. Shloime shoke bevinyone. Shloime was mashkir. He put it deep in the binyon. It wasn't so accessible to burn. Iyu loy shoke bevinyone. He made it that it should be accessible to burn. Shloime sadye beside. Iyu loy sadye beside. Also the same thing. So mamela, that's the raya Achmetz. Let us see what Rashi says. Nidbochim di Evan Glau. Ksav shesholach biyad Ezra. This is also very schwer. Ezra went up the seventh year. This was the second year. This was the second year when they started building. The seventh year was built, the Sapela de Kirashi. The seventh year when it was built already. He didn't send up a ksav with Ezra. This was the ksav, it says in the Pasuk, this was the second year when he gave permission to build it. He sent these plans how it should be built. It's also a shver Rashi. Ksav shesholach biyad Ezra kosov boy shurei shel avnei shayis sholeish b'chaymin sabayis purvi sheleitz. Period. Zok the Gemara weiter. So we have here two cheshbonos that he was achmetz. One that the more first says the kasha mi achmetz. So the more about a raya you see. That he forget the whole thing. The whole purpose was only v'lahanosoi. Then the Gemara says we see taka hechmetz because he wanted to make sure they could burn down the Beis HaMikdash. Av Yosef item Rab Yitzchok Omar inolam da achmetz mehocha vayoyma li hamelach. This pasuk we had at the beginning. Vashegel yeshves etzloi. My shegel. What's a shegel? Oma Rabbe Balime Mishmei de Rav Kalbese. That next to him he had a dog. Shegel is a dog. So Memele, why did he have a dog next to him? Zot Rashi Kalbese le Mishkov. That's how was built the Mishkov. Ubnei Noach uzaru al kach shenema bohoyu leboso echod. Okay, in Yazavish is ovi v'imoy v'abdovak b'ishtei bohoyu leboso echod. So we learn now that it could only be dovak bohoyu leboso echod that they could have children together. Yotzu behemu chayvoy v'sheinam nasim boso echod shein yodim min ha'odam. So Akum is metzuvan Mishkov behemu and he had a kalbisim. So Memela, that's the Raya that Hechmet. So L'chayre, from here I had a question what I had said before. I had said before that what was the gedda they gave him a din of Malchei Yisrael. So I want to say they gave him a din of Malchei Yisrael that since he showed in his Malchus that he was concerned over the Tzolchei Yisrael, so they gave him a din of a Melech Yisrael. That means even though he was a Melech on Umes Olam, but like he was also a melech on Yisrael. So he's a melech kosher. So the Gemara proves, nein, he wasn't, he had zichens in and he wanted to burn the Beis HaMikdash. This is, so you can't call him a melech Yisrael. Now, this third thing, lechayre, this is pshat, he was kosher than aroyis. He wasn't a tzaddik, he wasn't a kodesh. But let us think, Malchei Yisrael, who are the Malchei Yisrael? The Malchei Yisrael was such big tzaddik. The Mishnah says that, Be'echa benissen, Hoshashonu l'mloch, Malchei Yisrael. So Malchei Yisrael, you have Yerovam and Rechav, you had a ganze bunch of Achav, these are Malchei Yisrael. So, the din is Malchei Yisrael, you're from Nissen. You don't look at his, if he's a tzaddik or not. L'chayel, that's the din Malchei Yisrael. So if the cheshbon of Malchei Yisrael is, because he was concerned over the Tzolchei Yisrael, so even though he was mekulkel ben yoni aroyis, I don't understand why that takes away the privilege of being called Malchei Yisrael. Bal kaponim azizik te gemara. Elo ma'ato. So al kaponim, we just found out that the translation of Shegel is Kelev. You had a Kelev with him. Hello, ma'atapak the Gemara, then I'll have a kasha. Hoder sib, it says in the posik. Now this posik was said to Balshetzer. This Daniel told Balshetzer. This when he made the big suda, and he took out the kalem of the Beis HaMikdash to drink wine, so he told them as follows. Valmore shemaye Yisrei mamto. You were misgadol, you held yourself big over more shemaye. Ulemonayo divaise, and the kalem of the Beis HaMikdash, haisiv kodomach, you brought for you them. You took out the kalem, the Chanetz had brought back the kalem from the Beis HaMikdash, you brought it out for your suda. Va'ant, you, v'rav revonoyech, and your sorim, sheglosech, your shegel, ulechainosach, your pilegesh, chamro shosayin bohoin. And what did you do? You took out the Kli Beis HaMikdash and you're drinking wine in the Kli Beis HaMikdash. Frekte Gemore, vi Shegel kalbese hi, kalbese bas mishtaye chamri. If Shegel is a Kelev doesn't drink wine. We don't find that they're wine drinkers. So how could Shegel be a Kelev? And the Gemore, holoi kash, the mouthful of Ishoshe, melon tirois. Can teach a kelev to drink wine, so become a wine drinker. That's no kash. Fine. Elo meyato, fek tegmar esh, you're a different kash. Tachsid, now this posik is speaking about is a kapitel of Tilim that's mishabeyach the Talmidei Chachomim. So it says, b'nois melochim b'kreisech, the b'nois melochim will be mechabed you. Nitzvo shegeli mincho, there'll be a shegel on your right hand, bechesem oifer with a beautiful gold jewelry. That's what Tonga Talmud Chochem. Be shegel kalbisei. If shegel is a kelev, maikam avasalu novi liyisrael. So this is the gold that the Talmud Chochem will have a dog on his right side. Shem Shemayim. And for the Gemara Ochikoma, bischal shechaviva toire liyisrael. Kishegel la'ovdei keichovim zechisem lekesem oifel. Shegel imincha is going the Torah on your right side, but the Torah is choviv to Talmud Chochem, like a dog is choviv to goyim. You have to understand this. First of all, we see Al Kaponim that the man's best friend is his dog. That's Agoyish Hasogye. So Memele, so that's, but the Ben Yehuda says Pshat that a goy will be Mevaza himself for his dog. That means he doesn't care about his covet when it comes to the tzrochim of his dog. So he says that's the Chavivis. That means he won't hold himself back. So Tamid HaChachomim are Mevaza themselves for Koster Chavivis HaTorah. So he brings two examples. One example he brings by David HaMelech when they brought the Oren back to Tzion, so David HaMecharkel B'chol Oiz, Michal Bashol, had a tain on him that you look like a